A brief intro to a better choice. Live a life by design, not by default. This is an excerpt from the book GoPro by Eric Worre. This brief read will give you an initial introduction to the possibilities that are available through network marketing. The purpose of this is to educate and help you make the best decision for you. A word of caution, Eric doesn't mince words. I love that he tells the whole truth of network marketing, good and bad. This shows that there is no perfect solution, but there is a better choice. If you have questions, please reach out to the person that shared this link with you, or contact Roanne at 201-470-4678, or chocolatetrailblazers@gmail.com. You can purchase GoPro at Amazon in hard copy or Kindle format. More information is available at networkmarketingpro.com. Chapter 1. Networking marketing isn't perfect. It's just better. Do you feel restless? Do you feel unsatisfied? Do you feel there must be a better way when it comes to your work and the way you make your living? The good news, there is a better way, but it's different than what you were taught in school. Let me explain. As I travel and speak around the world, I like to play an audience participation game. I ask people to help me create the ultimate business and to tell me specific things they'd like to have in that business and things they'd like to avoid. It always makes for a very interesting list. If we were face-to-face, I'd do the same thing with you now. But since we're not, let me summarize what people from over 30 countries have told me while creating what I like to call the perfect career list. People usually start naming things they don't want. No boss, no commute, no alarm clock, no employees, no politics, no compromises, no discrimination, no educational requirement. And then, as people start to use their imaginations in a more positive way, they start to visualize some positive attributes. Something positive, great product or service, unlimited income, residual income, enjoy the people you work with, time freedom, something meaningful, personal growth, lots of perks, international, contribution to worthy causes, low risk, low startup costs, economy proof, tax benefits, fun. Now you might add some attributes of your own, but wouldn't you agree that's a pretty good start? Imagine being able to enjoy a career with all those attributes. All jobs that I know of fall into one of five categories: blue collar, white collar, sales, traditional business ownership, investing. None of them can deliver on our perfect career list. So is the perfect career even possible? The answer is yes, but to get there, you need to understand that everything is changing. The old models of compensation are dead or dying, and we are going through the biggest economic shift in any of our lifetimes. The new economy. The world as you know it has changed. For the people who don't recognize that fact, it will be the worst of times. For the people who do, it will be the best of times. Over the last 100 years, an interesting phenomenon occurred. The rise of the corporation became the standard in society. The safe and respected place for people to exist in the workplace was as an employee. Step 1. Go to school to learn how to become an employee. Step 2. Find a company that will employ you. Step 3. Work for that company for 40 years. Step 4. Retire. In recent decades, the promise of being rewarded by the company for your loyalty and hard work has been exposed as a myth. People began to realize the loyalty they were giving their company was not being given in return. Network marketing is better. The best way I know to not only survive, but to thrive in the new economy is network marketing. There are important products and services in the world today that need to be promoted to the people who need them. Consumers still need to be educated. Companies have choices. They can dive into the ever-fragmented world of advertising to get the word out. They can hire a large and expensive sales force to sell their products or services. Or they can utilize network marketing to tell the story to the world. More and more companies will choose to use network marketing because it fits the new economy. They can provide all the corporate support and pay distributors on a purely performance basis to promote their products. It's extremely efficient because in the new economy, word of mouth advertising continues to work better than any form of promotion. The company can just take the money they would have spent on advertising and promotion and pay it to their distributors to spread the word. What that means for you as an entrepreneur is that you can receive all the benefits of traditional business ownership without the typical risks. And there will be no cap on your income because networking marketing companies want you to make as much as possible. If you're going to be paid for performance anyway, why live with the cap? The catch to network marketing. This all sounds great, and it is, but there is a catch that most people won't tell you. Here it is. You must accept a temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. That means, for a while, people still living in and trying to function in the old system will think less of you. They won't understand. They'll think you're crazy for being involved in network marketing. And actually, the word accept isn't completely accurate. You need to do more than that. You need to embrace the temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. You are seeing the future before it becomes apparent to everyone else. You are the smart one. You are the person taking action to live a better life. The reason is why people will think less of you, and it's not just because they are stuck in the old system. Let me see if I can help you better understand this, because if you decide to make network marketing your profession, it's important to know. Most people have either joined a network marketing company or know someone who has. This is what goes through the mind of virtually every person who decides to get involved. I can think of 5 or 6 people who might do this too. My sister would be great. My friend loves this kind of thing. I know this other person who could be amazing. Okay, I'll join. In other words, they aren't joining a profession. They're just hoping to get lucky, sign up a few people to cover their own startup costs, and sit back and wait for the money to roll in. The allure of being paid for someone else's efforts is powerful, but often badly misunderstood. They haven't started a real business. They just purchased a glorified lottery ticket. Imagine a lottery ticket with 6 scratch-off spots. Those spots represent each of the people the new person thinks will certainly join. They approach those people and try to get them to join. And because of their lack of skill, most of them end up with nothing, just like the lottery ticket. This becomes just another lost opportunity, and since they have acted in unskilled ignorance, they may have damaged some friendships as well. So they rip up the ticket, and instead of taking responsibility for not really starting their business, they blame network marketing and make sure to tell the world, "Look, I've been there. I've done it. I've talked to every person I know, and network marketing just doesn't work. Save your money." That's what you're dealing with if you choose this as a profession. The opinions of ignorant people who think they've done it right and it doesn't work. If that's going to be too hard to handle, then network marketing isn't for you. But if you can embrace it, the world is yours. The people who embrace this get paid big money. Companies will pay unlimited amounts to people who can help blind people see, who can educate the ignorant, and who can build a community of like-minded people. Some people like to say, perception is reality. I hate that saying. All great leaders in the world have ignored it for centuries. What if Nelson Mandela had said, perception is reality? What if Martin Luther King Jr. had said, perception is reality? What if Steve Jobs had said, perception is reality? The great leaders of the world said, reality is reality, and I'm going to do everything possible to help people understand that fact. The truth is, network marketing isn't perfect. It's just better. And that's reality. Chapter 2. If you're going to be involved in network marketing, decide to be a professional. Decide to go pro. There are 3 categories of people in network marketing. I've seen all of them, and I've been all of them. They are the posers, the amateurs, and the professionals. Posers. Posers treat this profession as a lottery ticket. They're hoping to hit it big with as little effort as possible. When I first started out, I was a poser, hoping to ride on my dad and his partner's coattails. Luckily for me, I got some results and that kept me going, at least in the short term. But I think you can agree with me that the remaining in the poser category is a bad idea. Within about 90 days, I moved out of that category and became an amateur. Amateurs. Amateurs focus on different things. One of the things I continued to focus on as an amateur was luck. I was really hoping to get lucky, and sign that monster distributor who was going to make me rich. We've all heard the stories of some person who have had their lives completely changed by one sign-up. In reality, even if some of those stories are true, it really doesn't serve our profession very well, because it makes people spend their time hoping for that big hit. The second thing I focused on as an amateur was I was always worried about, did I get in early enough? Could I be the youngest top-level person in the company? How many other leaders were already in my local market? Were there too many to compete against? Were there enough to get true momentum? How was the company? Was it too big? Did I miss the growth curve? Was it too small? I was obsessed with the idea of timing. The third thing I focused on as an amateur was positioning. Was I in the right organization? Did other people have a better position than me? Maybe I didn't have the right upline. What would I do better somewhere else? And the fourth thing I focused on as an amateur was shortcuts. I was always looking for an angle. Any gimmick that came down the road, I was up for it. Newspaper advertising? Okay. Help wanted signs by the side of the road? Let's do it. Passing out flyers at the mall? I'm in. Going door to door? Let's try it. The internet didn't exist when I was an amateur. Just imagine how crazy I would have been all over the internet tactics I could have used to distract myself. What that meant was, every time I heard of some shiny new approach being trained by anyone in the world, I was digging into it to try to find the shortcut. Professionals. And when I finally made the decision to go pro, Wikipedia's definition of a professional is a person who is paid to undertake a specialized set of tasks and to complete them for a fee. My definition of a network marketing professional is a person who is an expert at the skills required to build a large and successful network marketing organization. In his book Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell's research showed it takes approximately 10,000 hours of practice to reach the expert level at anything. With 4 hours a day of practice, that adds up to about 7 years. That formula applies to network marketing as well. It's going to take about 7 years for you to become world-class. The good news is, the profession is very forgiving, and you can earn a lot of money while you're becoming an expert. The trick is to not get complacent. Don't stop learning while you're earning. When I made the decision to go pro, everything changed for me. I stopped focusing on luck, timing, positioning, and shortcuts. I even stopped focusing on the money. My world changed when I started focusing on the skills and made the commitment to practice, practice, practice until I mastered them. Another thing happened when I decided to go pro. All of a sudden, my group started to grow. It was like people could sense my change of focus and my commitment to excellence, and they wanted to be a part of it. Think about a time in your life when you were around a person committed to excellence. It might have been a teacher, a coach, a boss, or a friend. How did it make you feel? It was inspiring, right? You'll find you will be an inspiration to others when you make this important shift. Bottom line, if you're going to be involved in this great profession, decide to do it right and treat it like a profession. If you go pro, this business is great. Chapter 3. Like any profession, you'll need to learn some skills. I hope by now I've gotten successful at convincing you that network marketing is a better way. I hope I've also gotten the point across that, if you're going to be involved, it's best to become a professional. The next step is recognizing that you'll need to learn some skills. But before we get to those skills, let me give you some good news. Unlike most professions, you're not going to need a lot of money for your education. You won't have to take out student loans, and you can actually earn while you're learning. In addition, this profession isn't biased. In fact, it's the most equal opportunity on earth. Your background, experience, contacts, age, race, or gender aren't going to be factors in your ability to learn the skills to go pro. And finally, this isn't complicated. The skills necessary to grow a large and successful business are extremely learnable, and you'll have a surprising number of people financially motivated to help you learn them. There are three primary elements to your network marketing business. First, you have the company's products. If some people are successful in marketing those products and you're not, it isn't the product's fault. In other words, everyone in your company has the same products to offer the public. Second, you have the company's compensation plan. If some people are making a lot of money and you're not, it isn't the compensation plan's fault. There isn't one plan for men and one for women. There isn't one plan for different age groups or educational backgrounds, or for the color of your skin. The compensation plan is the same for everyone. The third element is most important, and that element is you. You are really the only variable. Everyone has the same product and the same compensation plan, but you are going to be the difference between success and failure. That means, right here, right now, you need to take full responsibility for your network marketing business. Decide today. Everything changes when you take full responsibility for your network marketing career. Would it surprise you to know there are only 7 fundamental skills necessary to build a huge business in network marketing? 7, not 70. Each one is fairly basic, but it always amazes me how little effort people put into learning them. If a college course were to be offered on network marketing, it would be one of the easiest classes to take. It's not rocket science, but you'll be happy to know it's one of the highest paid skill sets in the world. Chapter 11. Anything worthwhile takes time. If a person starts a traditional business, they expect to break even in the first few years and possibly pay back their initial investment in the first 5 years. But when a person starts a network marketing business, they expect to get their money back in the first month, make a profit in the second month, and get rich in the third month. And when that doesn't happen, they blame network marketing. We do have a better way, but we're not selling magic beans here. Anything of value takes time to develop. You might have heard, you can get rich quick, or there's no work involved, or the product sells itself. But you must learn to give up those false and unrealistic expectations and go to work on you. The 1-3-5-7 formula. There's a formula I've seen work in our profession. I call it the 1-3-5-7 formula. As a general rule, it will take you about 1 year to become competent and profitable in network marketing. You'll know the basics, you'll cover expenses, and you'll be learning. It will take about 3 years of a consistent part-time effort in order to go full-time. It will take about 5 years of consistent effort to become a six-figure earner or above. And it will take about 7 years of consistent effort to become an expert. That doesn't mean you can't make more than that in the short term. Many people do. It just means if you want to keep making that kind of money, you eventually need to become an expert. When you think about it, 7 years isn't so bad, especially when a good portion of it is part-time. You're joined to be 7 years older anyway. You might as well become an expert over that period of time instead of going through the motions. Network marketing changed my life for the better because it forced me to become a better person. At its core, this profession is an incubator for impersonal growth. The greatest benefit is what you'll need in order to become to get what you want. The journey is everything, and it's awesome. I hope this excerpt has shed some light on the fast-growing field of direct sales. As part of our Chocolatier team, we will help you acquire the skill set to be successful. One team, one dream. You should have a follow time scheduled, but if you're excited to get going now, feel free to reach out to the person who shared this link with you or contact Roanne at 201-470-4678 or chocolatetrailblazers@gmail.com. View chocolate discovery specific information at this website link. A year from now, you will wish you had started today.